From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Short-term rentals through Airbnb increased in 2018 in both Green and Columbia counties. The number of people who stayed in short-term rentals in Green County increased from 30,500 in 2017 to 45,300 in 2018. In Columbia County, the number of visitors who stayed in short-term rentals rose to 32,200 in 2018, compared to 26,800 in 2017. Most traveled from New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and Jersey City. The top five local destinations for visitors were Hudson, Germantown, Copaig Lake, Chatham, and Ghent. Host Compliance, a company that advises local governments on how to enforce laws and taxes on short-term rentals, told Columbia County officials last week they identified 921 listings in Columbia County with a median rate of $199 per night. Columbia County is currently considering the possibility of imposing a short-term rental tax. Green County considered an occupancy tax in 2017, but the plan was dropped. The city of Hudson enacted its own occupancy tax for hotels and short-term rentals in March 2017, and Hudson Third Ward Supervisor Michael Chimides said is on track to collect $240,000 in revenue as a result. Read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jane Barnello is reporting for CNYCCentral.com. The Trump Foundation has agreed to dissolve under judicial supervision with the review and approval of the New York Attorney General. AG Barbara Underwood said in a press release December 18th, following a court decision supporting the state's position, the foundation agreed to give the AG final approval of how the foundation distributes its remaining assets to charity. The lawsuit, which also seeks millions in restitution and penalties, as well as a prohibition on President Donald Trump and his three eldest children from serving on the boards of other New York charities, remains ongoing. Underwood called the stipulation to dissolve the foundation under the specified conditions, and I quote, an important victory for the rule of law, end quote. Adding that it makes it clear, and I quote, there is one set of rules for everyone, end quote. The Attorney General has filed the stipulation with the court and is awaiting the judge's signature. Read the full story at CNYCentral.com. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. 4.7 million New Yorkers enrolled in a health insurance plan through the state's online insurance marketplace by the close of business December 15th, the deadline for January 1st, 2019 coverage. That number reflects a nearly 9% increase in enrollment levels over the last year when 4.3 million residents shopped for insurance on NY State of Health. Enrollment in the state's low-cost essential plan was up 5.1% from last year. Medicaid enrollment constituted the bulk of coverage signups, with enrollment in Child Health Plus, a similar program but for children, increasing 10.4% over 2018. Private insurance coverage can still be obtained through the marketplace. The deadline to select a qualified health plan is January 31st. Anyone looking for information on available plans or to enroll can go to nystateofhealth.ny.gov or call the customer service center at 1-855-355-5777 and read the full story in the Times Union. Ken Levette is reporting in the Daily News. Charter Communications, December 17th, agreed to a $174.2 million settlement with State Attorney General Barbara Underwood. In February 2017, the AG charged in a civil lawsuit that Charter Communications and its predecessor, Time Warner Cable, knowingly delivered slower internet speed to customers than promised. Under the deal, Charter Communications Spectrum Management Holding Company agreed to repay $62.5 million directly to more than 700,000 active customers. Each of those subscribers will receive between $75 and $150 from the company. The agreement provides what is believed to be the largest ever refund by an internet provider in U.S. history, according to Underwood's office. The company also agreed to provide 2.2 million of its active subscribers in New York more than 110 million worth of streaming services and premium channels at no charge. Charter did not admit to any wrongdoing. The settled lawsuit is separate from the ongoing battle between Charter and Governor Andrew Cuomo over accusations the company went back on its promise to expand broadband internet access upstate as part of the State Public Service Commission approval of the Charter-Time Warner merger. You can read that full story in the Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.